This is a podcast version of the book Sign Sell, Harnessing the Power of Your Interior Advertising by Rick Siegel and Matthew Hudson, in conjunction with Fast Signs. Chapter 3, Experience Engineering. In the summer of 2013, we conducted a study on shopping behavior of today's customer and found some amazing facts. We asked three simple questions. 1. Would you return to a store if it did not meet your expectations? 2. Would you return to a store if it met your expectations? And 3. Would you return to a store if it exceeded your expectations? The results were eye-opening. Not surprisingly, when the expectations were not met, 21% said they would return. When the expectations were met, 49% said they would likely return. And when the expectations were exceeded, 96% said they would return. So if you do the math, even if you meet the expectations of your customer, there's only a 50-50 chance they'll return. In today's ultra-competitive marketplace where your competition is other stores in town and stores online, this statistic should scare the heck out of you. After all, as a customer, it is very easy to have your expectations met by an online retailer. You know what you want, at least you think you do. You search for it online, you buy it, they ship it to your home, and your expectations are met. Simple. As long as the order's in stock, it ships properly, and the website works on the first try, etc. If you want to compete today, you can no longer be in the business of just meeting expectations. You have to exceed them. There's no other path. This is the reason why so many believe loyalty is dead. Even if you do your job right, the customer still shops around next time. To exceed expectations, you must become an experience engineer. Experience engineering is the art and science of engineering experiences that leave a lasting impression on every customer every time. The engineer is really a marketing expert, someone who begins with the end in mind. In other words, they start with what customer experience needs to be, one that exceeds expectations, and then creates or engineers the processes, policies, training, promotions, store design, signage, and hiring with the end goal in mind. When it comes to signage, this concept is incredibly important. In fact, every principle we teach you in this book stems from thinking like an experience engineer. So the question is, what do we want, right? No, the question is, what does the customer want? But we know you, the business owner or retailer, also wants to know what's in it for you. So let's first answer the question, what do you, the retailer, want? Value. You want high sales and profits for your investment. Brand. You want a brand in a store that customers will say wow about. Experience. You want a store experience you can be proud of, which requires having engaged employees. Uniqueness. You want to create a niche in the marketplace. Expertise. You want to be recognized as the local expert for your product or service. Exceed. You want to exceed the customer's expectation every time. Easy. You want employees and policies that make it easy to do business with you. Appreciated. You want your store to make the customer feel appreciated, and you want the customer to appreciate your store and its value to them. Excellence. You want a store that does basics well and the harder things even better. Referrals. You want repeat customers telling their friends, creating word of mouth and social media advertising. Now, what does the customer want? Value. Customers want a place where they feel it's worth their time and money, taking the price out of the equation. Brand. Customers want an interesting place they say wow about, a store that reflects an image like hip, antique, and value. Experience. Customers want a place where the employees make it worth the drive. Uniqueness. Customers want a place that gives them the best of the best and not all the rest. Expertise. Customers want a place where the employees know their stuff. Exceed. Customers want a place that surprises them with how much they enjoy shopping there each time. Easy. Customers want a place that is easy to do business with. No hassles, no stupid rules. Appreciated. Customers want a place that is friendly and makes them feel like the store genuinely appreciates them and their business. Excellence. Customers want a store that does the basics well. And referrals. Customers want a place they can tell their friends about, and when they do, it makes them look good. So actually, if you listen closely, the lists are the same. What's most important is that you begin to see the role that signs and graphics play in engineering the ultimate shopping experience. So as an experienced engineer, you want to craft a solution that will answer all of the needs. Value. It's worth my time and money. Great signage can reinforce and show the value of shopping in a location. Signs showing comparisons and stats will appeal to the analytical type of customer, but must be done in a way that doesn't alienate others. Brand. Create a unique and interesting store design that includes all of the senses: sight, sound, smell, taste, and feel. This store design incorporates color, design, and movement to create excitement. Graphics actually appeal to all these senses. How can a graphic do that, you ask? A crisp graphic of an apple can make you associate the smell of an apple, the taste of an apple, and the feel of an apple. This technique makes our brain associate the item with our computer bank of images and experiences. Experience. Retail is theater. Signage or graphics are playing a major role in creating the retail experience. They can entertain and inform and make you smile, or make you more educated and show you the way. You can train your people, but signage and graphics can often communicate silently and better. Uniqueness. Find a niche and you get rich. One of the best things any retailer can have is market dominance. It's one thing to have a product or specialty, but it's quite another to tell your customers you have it. Signs can do this very well, and it doesn't feel like bragging when it's on a sign. Expertise. Be the local expert. It's what drives people into your business versus shopping or searching online. Consider the stories we've told about online retailers meeting expectations. It can and does happen. Give them a reason to come into your business. They cannot get expertise online. They can get good advice, but they cannot speak to a professional who can diagnose their situation and make a customized recommendation based on their unique needs and desires. Exceed. Use digital theater by blending digital, entertainment, and fashion in a seamless experience. Again, here's where digital signage or marketing tools such as QR codes or SMS text aren't just on the forefront of technology. They're becoming table stakes in retail environments. Easy. No hassles. No stupid rules. An interesting digital sign can shorten wait times, at least the perception of the time. Just ask the folks that run Disney World. A digital sign can create interest and engage the customer, but a static sign can also entertain customers while they wait. Appreciated. Create an environment where people are comfortable and feel appreciated and special. Again, what better way to make customers feel important than to display pictures that they can relate to or a graphic with a customer testimonial? Excellence. Provide the basics, the first of which is simply telling people where things are. Fast Signs has built quite a business doing just that, creating great identification, promotional, wayfinding, and directional signs. Yet, retailers are sadly lacking in this area. Referrals. A few years ago, we talked about the impact of negative experience in the store or business. If someone had a positive experience, they would tell one or two friends. If they had a negative experience, then they would tell nine. Today, with social media, they tell hundreds and sometimes thousands of people. We recently published an article that challenged businesses to put a sign at the checkout area that offered something to the customer for tweeting, posting a photo on Instagram, or sharing a video on Vine about their experience in the business that day. Today, more than ever before, we need referrals, and customers love to give referrals, if we are worth it. The bottom line is crystal clear. Signs and graphics are the heart of the experience economy and the lifeblood of experience engineering. As you begin to craft your interior advertising plan, you'll need to think like an experience engineer by beginning with the end goal in mind. Start by shopping your competition. Go and be a real prospect or shopper with a real need. Try and feel what it's like to shop there through the signs and graphics that they have or don't have. Now come back to your store and repeat the process. Are you treated to an experience, or are you just as frustrated as you were at your competitor's location? Don't just secret shop the bad ones. Pick the place you think does it best and complete the exercise again. Do you get the same feeling and experience in your store as you did in the place that impresses you? Experience engineers think outside the box. Don't just compare yourself to other stores or businesses that do the exact same thing as you. You're in the service industry no matter what you sell. Compare your experience with the experiences of the great service providers. We're willing to bet that when you do, you'll admit signage had something to do with the quality of your experience. It's not enough to meet the customer's expectations anymore. You have to exceed them if you want to see the customer again. When a customer enters your store, a dying breed, we know, it's because he or she is looking for something more than they can get online. They want to be wowed. They want you to exceed their expectations. And signage can help you do that for every customer, every time.
This has been an audio production of the book Sign Sell, Harnessing the Power of Your Interior Advertising by Rick Siegel and Matthew Hudson in conjunction with Fast Signs, recorded by Chuck Kaler. Sign Sell, Harnessing the Power of Your Interior Advertising is copyrighted July 2014 by Matthew Hudson, Rick Siegel, and Fast Signs International Incorporated.